Good morning. 194 on the Playhouse of the Morning. More music all day. Zero and Amy K paying bills again with 194, Assure Home Mortgage, Jordahl Custom Homes, and Blue Wolf Casino at 1210 and 410 today. So you can sign up at 194.com as we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ. What is your least favorite pet name somebody has ever tried giving you? What is your least favorite pet name? Now, keep in mind, that does not say nickname, right? Pet name insinuates it was from somebody that was like a romantic person to you. So you were seeing them on a romantic level, and they tried to dub you this pet name. You ever have one you really did not care for? Do people try the pet names with you, or are you just like, no, it's Amy?
Well, like, Steven will call me, like, baby cakes, things like that.
You like that?
Cutie. I like cutie. I always call him hottie. But he recently, yeah, the baby cakes. It just makes me a little uncomfortable because my brother's wife, my sister-in-law, is Jen, and he calls her Jen Cakes. And whenever he calls me baby cakes, it always makes me think about my brother, and it's just like, I don't, stop. Call me baby or something else. But he's been calling me baby cakes a lot, and I don't know how to tell him. It reminds me of my brother and Jen.
It is kind of sad that Jeff be like, I would be hard to do to tell somebody you don't like this, like, this term of endearment they've given you.
And he's trying to be sweet, so I think I'm going to have to get over it. Get past this
hump.
You're
just going to have to become Amy Baby Cakes?
Ew.
You know, that does roll off the tongue nice. Maybe we
should. No, it does not.
Consider changing it. I don't know if anybody's ever really tried to call me a pet name, to be honest with you. Like, obviously, here I have a nickname, and at home I'm like, Dad. But, like, I don't think I've ever had a pet name. Never once.
Your wife doesn't call you anything?
I don't think so. Call my name. Maybe I've just never noticed. I think we're on it, the house right now. Honey, if you call me something, I know I drop things all the time, like honey or whatever. I say all kinds of weird stuff, but I don't think.
Does she like honey?
She's never told me otherwise.
We'll have to see.
I'm going to try baby cakes on for size
later. See what she says.
I think. 237 hits tax 35270. What is your least favorite pet name anybody's ever tried to give you? Hey, it's Playhouse in the Morning, 194. That's Amy K. My name's Zero. And doing the totally random question this morning, what is your least favorite pet name somebody's ever trying to give you? Anybody trying to give you a pet name? And you're like, nah.
The worst nickname a girl ever gave me was Bear Cub.
She called you Bear Cub?
Bear Cub. Yeah, not a bear. Not a bear cub. A baby bear.
And you didn't feel like that suits you?
I'm not a baby bear.
She was trying to be cute, though, right? That's what's going on there?
Trying to be cute with me, but she was really talking about how I'm hairy.
Okay. So basically, she was just, like, making fun. You feel, like, mocked. If you're going to do that, at least call a poor guy a bear. Baby bear seems kind of emasculating.
But that sounds so cute. Oh, baby bear.
Baby bear, bear cub. I don't like any of it.
Bear at all?
I think bear is a weird. I mean, if you're just going to call him bear, at least he seems, like, burly and, like, bear.
Bear sounds weird, though. I like baby bear. It sounds sweeter.
It's not baby. Well, she was saying bear cub, though. Baby bear is a better name than bear cub.
Baby bear is better than bear cub.
I don't mind baby bear. What are we seeing as far as really bad pet names? It was hard to remember your name because you told me that he calls you baby cakes.
Don't. That cannot become
baby
my
bear.
Nickname.
No, oh God,
overall,
no.
If everyone was
it
calling
it could be
you
your
that.
Last name, though. Kind of like how you're
Amy Cakes.
Amy Cakes?
I'm literally gaining weight. And if people start calling me Amy Cakes, I'm going to be like, it's because it's my
I would love to be called Zero Cakes.
So big. No.
So it would hurt your feelings.
If people started calling me Amy Cakes.
Can we just acknowledge that Joel D seems like absolutely the type of person that would come to work today and be like, what's up, Amy Cakes?
Amy Cakes or Baby Cakes?
I could see either one.
Either. That's how I feel.
Didn't he say he used to call everybody Baby Girl or something weird like that?
Baby Girl. He would call everyone Mama.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, that's
Mama.
That didn't work. I'm just going to stay on a first name basis with everybody.
Yeah, I think that's better.
I think that's a good place to be.
Someone in the text club said, my boyfriend tried calling me baby, and that to me is just very icky. I told him, babe, you can call me that. That's okay. Babe, but not baby. Another person said, I had an ex that insisted on calling me Bubba. No matter how much I told her, I disliked it. She always called me Bubba. Happy we're not together anymore.
Boy, that's going to just... Nobody wants to be called Bubba.
Sometimes I call Steven bro, and
no.
He doesn't like it.
I imagine that makes him feel, it's not romantic.
But why? I'll be like, come on, bro.
No, don't do that to him.
Yeah, he said, why do you call me that? And I said, it just comes out like playfulness.
You're like a stud. What's up, stud?
But I was like, come on. Like, we were joking around. I said, come on, bro. Don't say that. And he was like, you don't say that. Don't call me bro.
I think you got to go with something a little bit more. Like, it just because it makes it seem like you're like friends.
Stop. And that's what he said. Listen, and I won this argument. It really wasn't an argument. But he said, that makes us sound like friends. And I said, am I not your friend? I should be your best friend.
No, I think you just dropped like a how's it going, stud. And it'd be like you're Sandy from Greece. You know?
I got to get some leather pants, a black shirt. Yeah. How does she... I need to watch the movie again.
It's something like that. I was trying to look it up, but I can't find the right video I was looking for. What is your weird pet name that you just didn't like and someone tried it on you? You're like, nope.
Oh, my God. Okay, this guy right now is calling me doll all the time. And it drives me crazy. I'm like, what do you think? You're from the 20s or something? You know, I mean, like, okay, doll. All right, doll. Like, you know, it creeps me out. It's really like, ugh, not the coolest pet name.
Yeah. Some of these don't suit the person that's giving it either. Like, it has to suit, like, their personality and sound natural to saying it, but then also has to suit the person on the receiving end.
Does she say, I just had a flashback of Grease, I'm sorry. Does she say, tell me about it, stud?
That's the one!
That's the line. I just had a flashback. But I can't believe in the text club how many people are saying that their girlfriends or wife have tried calling them daddy and they have hated it. Someone else said, my girlfriend called me daddy, and at first, I was kind of onto it. And then the more she said it, I hated it, and I had to ask her to stop.
I'll say you can kind of get away with it if you literally have children.
Yeah.
Because then referring to each other as like mommy and daddy, then, I mean, that's just how you talk to each other and refer.
Are you saying it to your kids like you'll have to ask mommy about going to the park? Or are you like, when it's just you and her and you're like, mommy, are you coming to bed?
If yes and no. I think it just kind of becomes your names.
Yeah, I guess.
So, yeah, it didn't even have to have, like, the sexual undertones to it.
I didn't even mean for it to be like that at first because I was like, that works. But what else could you say where it's just you and your partner? Hey, mommy, do you want me to get you a bottle of water? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I do appreciate that one. There's really no way for that one to have any undertones to it. Yeah, it didn't even have the breathy delivery to it. Can I get you a bottle of water?